All ready to go now.
Thank you, Monica. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Planning Committee of the 29th of September 2020. Just a few housekeeping things to read out. So it will be recorded, and if all of our attendees can make sure that their cameras are switched on at all times and mics are switched off until called to speak. If we can make sure we're only speaking when invited to and only one person is speaking at a time. At any point in the meeting, if someone enters that we're not able to ascertain who it is, we will ask those to stop speaking and we'll stop screen sharing, and then we'll identify the individual or they'll be removed if not. Should you wish to speak, if you can use your raise hand function underneath the participants list, that'd be great, thank you. And we shan't be using the chat function. If your remote participation fails, we'll be stopping shortly, allowing you a chance to rejoin. But if that all fails, so long as we remain quorum, it will continue. If you've got a specific part to discuss when we've gone through the presentation or the report, you can mention the page or the slide number, that would be useful. And any member participating who declares a disclosable pecuniary interest must leave the remote meeting at that point. Their departure will be confirmed, and then you'll be invited to come back in at the appropriate time. All voting will be done on a named basis. So when you've been asked to vote, it will be a for, against, or an abstention. And then at the end, we'll announce what the result of the vote was. And when confidential or exempt information is under consideration, we will make sure that no members of the public are in attendance, and we will not proceed until that has been agreed. We'll close the meeting and then very quickly disperse. But for now, warm welcome to all of you. My name is Councillor Vicky Gould, I'm Chair. Vice Chair is Councillor Sylvester. Our Head of Service is Sal Khan. The Planning Manager we have is Naomi Perry. Legal Representative is Sherry Grant. Our Democratic Services is provided by Monica Henchcliffe. And we have Planning Officers in attendance of Kerry Chandler and Barbara Toy. So our committee today is made up of Mrs. Ashcroft, Councillor Ashcroft, sorry, Councillor Barker, Councillor Faulkner, Councillor Hall, Councillor Lamb, Councillor Legg, Councillor McGarry, Councillor Councillor McKiernan, Councillor Sylvester, and Councillor Toon. Right, we'll move on to the agenda items. Any apologies for absence, please?
Yes, we've got one from Councillor Bilth and Councillor Brady.
Thank you. And on to agenda item two. Declarations of Declarations of interest. Councillor Hall.
Good afternoon, Chairman. Afternoon, everybody. I have an interest to declare in the main item this afternoon at 5.1, in that the planning consultant for the applicant is my partner. So I will be leaving the meeting for that item.
Thank you for that, Councillor Hall. Agenda item three, then, is the minutes of the last meeting. The meeting was held on the 25th of August, and if we go through and have a proposer for the minutes. So if I propose those, and a second of them, please. Councillor Hall, if we can have it as a named vote when we're ready, then, please, Monica.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Hall.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Abstain.
Councillor McKiernan. Four. Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
And Councillor Toon.
Four.
That's carried, Chair.
Thank you, Monica. Agenda item four then, any urgent items of business to be brought forward? No, I've not heard of any, thank you. So we're on to item five, which is our planning application that we're looking at today, which is 5.1 P2019-01270. If I can ask Kerry to present this to the group, please.
Good afternoon, committee. As the chair has just said, we're looking at application number P4/2019/01.
If you could just bear with me a second, Kerry. At this point, we'll let Councillor Greg Hall disperse because he's declared an interest in this, and we'll recall him back when this item's finished. Thank you, Councillor Hall. Sorry, please continue, Kerry.
Sorry. And we're looking at the land at the corner of Old Knotty Way in New Toxeter. Oh, sorry, I'll just share my presentation with you. And the proposal is for the erection of a single-storey detached building to form a Class A1 food store, together with car parking, landscaping, lighting, fencing and associated works. We just go through the location first. We're looking at this site edged in black on the map here, and that's just to the south of Uttoxeter town centre. To the south of the railway that kind of cuts through Uttoxeter. Also relevant is the retail boundary for Uttoxeter town centre, and you've also got the and in purple there we've got the primary retail frontage, which is covered in our local plan policy, and secondary retail frontage there as well. Also to note is the conservation area in sort of pinky purple sort of colour, and the bright green buildings are listed buildings, all which are pretty much grouped in the town centre. Going back to our application site, as you can see, it is outside of the town centre boundary, but within the settlement boundary for Uttoxeter, which is this red hash line down here. Just to give a bit more clarity to the plan we've just looked at, you've also got the Waitrose, which is quite a landmark building on the island there. You've got Bridge Street coming down the east of the site, and Old Knotty Way to the south. Also to note is, I think committee will remember the Lidl application, which is currently under construction on this site here. Again, our application site is a brownfield site down here. And we've got the old Lidl, the Lidl store that's currently trading from this site, but will close next year, I understand. In terms of the local plan, this site here is allocated for housing, and we have had an outline consent. The outline consent also included our application site that we're looking at today, but we haven't had any reserve matters come forward on that. Our application site does not sit within the housing allocation as set out in the local plan. So in terms of the A1 food store, we're looking at an Aldi. It would have a 1,785 square metre net area with 1,315 square metres of sales area. It would create 40 full-time and part-time jobs, and would be open between 8 in the morning and 10 at night. Delivery hours would be from 6 in the morning until 11 at night. Aldi have a distinct trading philosophy, which is slightly different to other supermarkets. It's It runs efficient operations and standard merchandising with only with a core range of 1,500 products rather than sort of 4,000, which is what you'd expect for a normal retail supermarket. They basically slimline that down their range. They trade mostly own label products, and they have quite good buying power, which offers discounted products to customers. So if we go and have a look at some of the photographs that we saw on the site visit this morning, this is the access to the site off Old Knotty Way, just here. Old Knotty Way is quite a fast flowing road, and there's some pedestrian crossings further up. This is a view looking up towards the junction with Bridge Street. So the site is on this side of the road. You've got Old Knotty Way, and then Bridge Street goes off up here. Looking down Old Knotty Way, you've got the existing pedestrian crossing, which comes out of the residential area up here and then leads down a pathway into the town centre up there. The existing access to the site is currently screened off with boulders, so no vehicles can get in. It is a brownfield site that's been empty for some time. There's quite a lot of dense vegetation there. And inside, I believe it was used for parking most recently, but that was as far back as sort of 2008. The site itself, inside the site, is fairly constant in terms of ground levels. It's fairly flat. However, it's important to note that around the outside of the site, it's in a dip effectively, and there's a huge steep gradient up to the road there. You can just see as I hover my pointer over, there's a lorry on the road at the top there. So that shows the sort of ground level differences that we're looking at here. That road is Bridge Street, which kind of runs up there over a bridge, Bamford Bridge, I think it's called, and into the town centre up here. Again, there's a vehicle on the bridge there, so you can see how high that is. This photograph shows the Waitrose, which is on the other side of the railway line. That's a two-storey building. It's got parking underneath, and the retail floor space is at first floor, so that building is higher. I'll come back to that. And then just down here, where my pointer is now, is the actual boundary of the site itself. And then beyond that is the dense vegetation that's associated with the railway. Again, just looking across the site towards Bridge Street, showing how flat it is. But again, there is quite a lot of vegetation, some trees involved there, there's lots of shrubs and so on. It has been left unchecked for quite some time. This view is at the junction between Old Knotty Way and then Bridge Street goes off up there. So the actual building that we're looking at would be sat in the site beyond this mound here. This would be regraded slightly to facilitate the development. As you can see, the footpath stops along Old Knotty Way on the northern side of the road here. You have to cross over to carry on down Old Knotty Way. This is a view up Bridge Street. So the site is over here behind all these trees and shrubs here. And then that road then leads off into the town centre. You can just see the church spire in the distance there. So turning to the proposal itself, we've got some of the visuals of the plans that have been submitted. So in terms of the proposed site layout, we utilise the existing vehicular access. That would be the only in-out access to this proposal. So deliveries, etc., would all come in as well as customers through the same access. The actual food store is proposed to be on the eastern side of the site. And this is the slope around the outside. So hopefully that gives you a bit of context there, that it kind of, it nestles, the building itself would nestle into the site. We've got 110 car parking spaces to be provided. Now that does fall short of our SPD by 23 spaces. We've got 7 parent and toddler spaces, 6 disabled. We've got 2 motorcycle bays, and we've also got cycling storage as well. The in terms of the travel assessment, although that does fall short of our SPD, the County Highways Authority are happy that that isn't going to cause an impact on the wider road network. I've got some elevations of the building, we'll come on to that, but just while I'm on this slide, I'll also point out we've got some a pedestrian access coming off Old Knotty Way that isn't there at the moment into the site. So that would be formed of a staircase split into 2 sections. So in terms of the proposed elevations, they're pretty standard for an Aldi store. They have they're quite distinctive. They go for this contemporary sort of clad building approach, and I don't think this is any different in this case, to be honest. This is the front elevation, which faces the car park. So you've got some high, it's the elevation is the highest elevation. As you can see, that's the front there, and the rear's back here. So it rises, the building rises up to the front. So this front elevation is broken up with high level glazing, and then you've got your glazed entrance foyer area, which is on the corner. This elevation fronts the car park. The bottom elevation is the elevation to Old Knotty Way. So as you come down these steps from Old Knotty Way, this is, you see all the glazing and so on. Quite important to note the sections of the site. Again, we've got sort of a bridge street is quite high in relation to the ground levels of the site. And that's, so on the Bridge Street elevation, we've got quite a blank, that's the back of the building. Again, though there is a mixed palette, there's two colours of grey basically in the cladding that kind of breaks up the elevation. This elevation would be to the railway track, and this is the loading bay for the deliveries and so on along this side of the building. The overall height of the steps is scaled off at 3.8 metres in height. I think somebody asked that this morning. 3.8 metres, I haven't got how many steps there actually are, because that would be, that's quite specific. I think there have to be a certain diameter or measurement or what have you. And I'm not convinced that if I can, I can count them off the plans that have been submitted, but I think that's for indicative rather than actual what will be submitted. But the steps do come down in sort of 2 tiers, but there are quite a few steps because it has to scale 3.8 metres from the sort of ground level at the top down into the site. So as part of the proposals, the County Highway Authority have had quite protracted negotiations with the applicants to make sure that we get sufficient highway works to serve the development. As part of that, we will have new footpath crossings on the northern side of the road, which currently aren't there at the moment. And these footpaths would link a pedestrian crossing that exists at the bottom down here, down towards the site. So people could come off this residential area down here, cross, and then they could walk up to Aldi that way. And then we're also getting a new signalised pedestrian crossing in this location here. And then we've got pathways which will link it all up, which currently, again, aren't there presently. In terms of access to the site, this has also changed during the course of the application. It started off as a ghost island, and now it will be just a simple right turn. And in order to facilitate this, carriageway will be widened here, and that will be, the width will be sufficient to allow a HGV to pass somebody turning right into the store. I think we asked some councillor asked a question this morning about how if traffic backed up this way, how would people have trouble turning right? But this area would be covered by a yellow box basically so people don't pause in front of the junction. So So we've got new pedestrian steps as well, and the footpath and the signal crossing. The existing raised section that's in the middle of the road now will be removed as part of the scheme. These off-site highway works are covered by a Grampian condition, which means that they have to be carried out before the shop is opened. Just some photos there to kind of clarify what I was saying there. You've already got the footpath on the other side of the road. This footpath will be 2 metres wide all the way down to that crossing there. And then the same at the top of Old Knotty Way, where it currently stops here, and you have to run across the road to the middle and then run across to the other side if it's busy, you'll actually have a signal pedestrian crossing just off there. So in terms of the store layout, it's quite standard for Aldi. You have your entrance foyer, which with a separate entrance and exit. The floor layout is probably very similar to every other Aldi store. I think they have a certain format, it works and they stick to that. And then they don't have self-serve tills, it's just normal standard tills at this end. Got your delivery bay and service area at the top here. So deliveries will come in, go straight into the warehouse and then onto the shop floor. We've obviously got a lot of concerns about trees and so on that were being taken out. There will be trees taken out as set out in the report, trees to facilitate the development, sorry. There are some trees being retained, but there are also 33 trees being planted. I think Councillor Barker asked the question this morning, what's actually coming out and what's actually being planted. So in terms of what's coming out, the trees are kind of marked in dots, the dashed around here, so that's showing you the locations of the trees that are coming out around here. They're pretty native trees, the ones coming out. We've got birch, willow, oak, elder, hawthorn and apple trees. In terms of what's going in, this table is showing you what's going in. So we've got, again, standard native trees, and they'll be positioned in certain locations. So like, you can't have certain trees next to the railway boundary, certain species of trees, sorry, next to the railway boundary and so on. So that's quite a detailed landscape and plan. And the majority of them are hazel trees going in. The majority of new trees will be planted around the outside of the site. And then you've got some wildflower planting on this steep embankment here as well. That's just a close-up of the landscaping. We've got a big, thick band of existing landscaping that will be kept as part of the development, and that's near the entrance to the site. So them trees will just be maintained, sort of cut back or what have you, but they'll be maintained as they are. I think, was it Councillor Legg asked a question this morning about where bus stops are? So this plan shows where the bus stops are in the town centre, although our site is down here. The nearest bus stop to our site is going to be sort of Bridge Street one, which is down the side of Waitrose. And you've got the railway station one across the road there. And then this shows a wider bus network in Uttoxeter where you've got the buses do kind of come past, but there are no bus stops proposed as part of this development along Old Knotty Way. I'll just go back as well. I'll just confirm that Waitrose is 13 metres in height in comparison to the 8.2 metres, which would be the height of the proposed Aldi building. At its highest part along the front, it would be 8.2 metres in comparison to Waitrose's 13 metres on this side of the railway. So turning to the committee report, in terms of consultations, like I say, highways have been in consultation with the applicants for quite some time, and they now have no objections in relation to the revised scheme. And there are conditions which are attached to the end of the committee report as recommended by them. The lead local flood authority in Severn Trent are happy that with the scheme, but do require a drainage strategy, and that would be conditioned. And it's quite technical, quite specific, the condition, as you'll see at the end of the report. Network Rail have raised no objections, but they don't want the safe operation of the railway being compromised. So there's a number of safeguarding conditions that are attached on their behalf. The Environment Agency and Cadent have raised no objections, and Environmental Health are happy, but they would like a noise assessment and details of any remediation as part of just to make sure that the deliveries and so on don't affect any residential properties. There is quite a distance to the nearest residential property, but we just want to make sure that that's the case. They've also asked for details of external illumination and a construction management plan. The conservation officer has confirmed that there's no objections, and he's happy that the proposal will not cause any adverse impact to existing heritage assets. Uttoxeter Town Council have raised no objections, and Councillor Peters, who is our climate change champion, I think, he raised comments in relation to climate change, and specifically car charging points, electric vehicle charging points, which I should have pointed out, there are two being put in and the infrastructure for a further four, which can be utilised further down the line. So we will have two car electric vehicle charging points on this development. In terms of residents, we received 51 responses in support of the scheme, and they came from local residents and members of the public across Uttoxeter. Four responses containing objections were received from local residents, along with four responses from interested parties. Now, interested parties, that's all, it's all set out in the report, but is effectively ASDA, Waitrose, etc., as set out in the report. In terms of the policies that we've used the National Plan and Policy Framework, the Local Plan, the Design Guide, the Uttoxeter Neighbourhood Plan, and the Car Park and SPD. Now, the principle of the proposal, which I will pass over to Naomi in a second, but a lot of it rests, the principal issue is, will this Aldi food store, which is located outside of the Uttoxeter town centre, impact on the vitality and viability of the town centre? Now, as we've enlisted consultants to help us assess this application, and WYG have provided a response in relation to the submission submitted by the applicant. I'll let Naomi, could you jump in and just address the sequential test and the retail impact assessment?
Yes, certainly. So I think we were asked the question this morning in terms of residential growth in Uttoxeter over the plan period. So we've included that in the presentation now just to highlight the significant level of growth in Uttoxeter over the plan period of around 2,000 dwellings. In the local plan, we also have a retail requirement, which is set out there, and that's for both comparison and convenience floor space. Taking into account all the planned development in Uttoxeter and built retail stores that have come forward since the plan was adopted, there is still a requirement for both comparison and convenience floor space. So there is still that need. In terms of planning policy, what retailers are required to do, particularly for schemes outside town centre boundaries, is to prepare a sequential test. That's to demonstrate whether there are any suitable and available sites within the town centre. And if there aren't any within the town centre, they then look to sites adjacent to the town centre. That doesn't mean that if there were available sites, and that sequential test was failed, there are other considerations that can be considered when coming to a recommendation. But as set out in the report, officers consider that the sequential test has been passed in this instance. And retailers are also required to, if for large stores, they need to look at the retail impact assessment on the town centre? Would it take away trade, which would have a negative impact on the viability and vitality of the town centre? So again, the applicants have carried that out and we've had that independently assessed, and we're satisfied that there won't be a significant retail impact on the town centre. So I'll pass back to Kerry now.
Thank you. So in terms of the principle, we're happy that all the tests, necessary tests have been passed, and that in principle, this application, this proposal is acceptable. In terms of the design and impact on the character of the area, it's currently a disused brownfield site, which has been empty for some time, and it's considered that this proposal will bring it back into use and would complement its surroundings. The landscaping scheme and so on are all part of that and are all conditioned, because that's all very important to make sure it does integrate into the site well. There'd be no detriment to the conservation area or the setting of the list of buildings which are a notable distance away. In terms of residential amenity, we're happy that there's a sufficient separation distance to make sure that there's no impact on residential amenity. However, we do have a safeguarding condition just to check that there's no noise issue. There won't be any noise issues, mainly in relation to the deliveries. In terms of highway matters, the access arrangements have been revised during the course of the application, and the Highways Authority are now happy with it. Highways Authority are also satisfied with the justification of a deficit of 23 spaces. The applicants have submitted a transport assessment which deals with this deficit, and County Highways are happy that this won't result in overspill parking onto the adjacent roads and so on. And there'd be no, in terms of the additional trips and so on, they're happy that it will cause traffic congestion in the locality. So in terms of highway matters, SP1 and SP35 of the local plan will be complied with. In terms of the historic environment, as we set out, there'd be no adverse impacts. In terms of flood risk and drainage, we're not in a flood risk area, but the lead local flood authority have confirmed there'll be no objections, and the drainage scheme and conditions to be submitted prior to works commencing. So all that technical information can be addressed by them authorities. In terms of biodiversity, the application is supported by an ecological impact assessment, and that sets out that there's limited evidence of bats or other protected species within the site. A further bat survey was submitted that found that there was no bats. But having said that, the impact assessment does state that a licence from Natural England will be required prior to any works on site. So they will, the applicants are fully aware of the wildlife legislation that they do have to adhere to. There's also enhancement through bird and bat boxes, which is also conditioned. As we referred to this morning, a lighting condition has been agreed with the applicants, and this would be in addition to all the conditions that are set out in the report. And this is just to make sure that we have the luminance. We've got the details of the position of the lighting columns, but what we haven't got is the luminance levels. I think Councillor Legg raised concerns about the impacts on ecology, but also we have impacts on residential properties to the south of Old Knotty Way, and also we don't want to cause dazzle to the train drivers or local or the drivers on the surrounding road network. So this is the condition that we would that officers would recommend to be also attached to any decision. So in conclusion, the proposal is seen to comply with the objectives of the local plan, the park and standards SPD, the design SPD, and the national plan and policy framework, and is therefore recommended for approval with conditions as set out in the report. In terms of engagement, officers have worked proactively with the applicant to ensure that we're meeting the requirements of paragraphs 186 and 187 of the MPPF. And that concludes my presentation. Just stop sharing.
Thank you for that, Kerry.
We'll now go to the public speaking part of our meeting. And if I can call a Mr. Peter Gibbs to speak, please.
Hello, everybody. Apologies.
Hello, Mr. Gibbs.
Apologies, I was having some connectivity earlier, so I had to dial in as well, but hopefully everybody can hear me loud and clear. Good afternoon, Chair, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. My name is Peter Gibbs. I'm the manager of the Waitrose supermarket in Uttoxeter Town Centre, and I wish to speak against this application. Waitrose are very disappointed that officers have recommended the application for approval. It is considered the proposed Aldi store will have a significant adverse impact on the vitality and the viability of Uttoxeter Town Centre and will undermine the investment that's been made in the town in recent years. This includes, of course, the significant investment which has been made by Waitrose and Asda in bringing new shopping choices and employment opportunities to the residents of Uttoxeter. Waitrose and Asda are both situated closer to the town centre than the proposed Aldi site, and they are conveniently located within the primary shopping area, and that allows residents to combine both food shopping trips with other shopping and leisure activities and supporting local businesses. Waitrose and Asda have both submitted objectives to the application on several occasions, reflecting their concerns about the impact the Aldi store will have on the town centre and the ability of their stores to successfully trade. The application will draw footfall away from the town centre, leading to a reduction in spending in local businesses at a time when those town centres businesses are really struggling in response to COVID-19 and, of course, the challenges of online shopping. The Aldi store is outside of the town centre boundary and it will not deliver any benefits to the town centre. The employment opportunities which Aldi promise may be offset by losses of jobs from local businesses as they adjust to the loss of footfall in the town centre. In their objections, Waitrose planning consultants identified several points of concern about the robustness of the retail impact assessment, which was submitted as part of the application, and requested that the council appoint an independent planning consultant to consider this further. And that was a view shared by the Asda planning consultants. The independent consultants who were appointed by the council, White, Young, Green, shared a number of Waitrose's concerns. But despite this, officers did not ask Aldi to address these points and have recommended the application for approval with these significant concerns about retail impact still unresolved. National and local planning policy seeks to protect town centres, and their role in supporting local communities is now more important than ever before. The application before us will erode that role and undermine the investment which has been done so much to improve the town centre as a place to both shop and visit. The investment, including that of both Waitrose and Asda, will be placed in doubt if members approve this application. And on that basis, we would respectively request that the application is refused. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Gibbs. We move on to our second speaker. If we can call forward Mrs. Rebecca Rutter, please. Monica, we still appear to have Mr. Gibbs in our participant
list. Yeah, it's just coming out now.
Okay, thank you.
Change it up.
Mrs. Rutter, can you hear me?
That's it. Well done, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Monica. Mrs. Rutter, can you hear me?
Good afternoon, Chair. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Are you aware of our speaking policy? We have 3 minutes.
I am, yes.
Okay, so when you're ready.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Rebecca Rutter and I'm a property director for Aldi. Thank you, Chair, for allowing me the opportunity to address members today on the application that's being considered. I'll start by providing some background to the application. Prior to submitting the planning application for this site, we undertook a community consultation exercise. This involved sending out over 1,200 newsletters to local residents, and in September 2019, we held an open consultation event at the Town Hall in Utoxa Town Centre. The ward councillors were invited to a preview, which they attended with the planning officer, and they had the opportunity there to ask their questions. In response to our consultation, we received 75 letters of support, which represents 89% of those who responded. In particular, residents wanted to see choice and competition, in addition to jobs and a boost to the economy. The location overall was considered to be convenient, and residents felt that the introduction of an Aldi was a good use of the site. At the consultation event, both councillors and residents asked whether a pedestrian crossing could be incorporated into the scheme, and this has been added with the agreement of County Highways. Local residents have remained supportive of the application, with the council receiving 51 letters of support, as outlined in the officer's report. We are aware we've received a number of objections from our competitors. We want to assure members that we have addressed these within our submission documents. The fact that Aldi's consultants submitted a revised retail assessment during the application process has been questioned. The reason for this was that the household survey data that was originally used was the council's data, but the feedback from the council's own consultants was that a more robust approach should be taken, and this required a new household survey. Due to the differences in shopping patterns that were highlighted in this new survey, a revised analysis of retail impact was undertaken. Throughout the entire process, we worked closely with your offices to address any concerns raised. Aldi's consultant team have worked hard to ensure that the necessary technical information has been provided, particularly in relation to highways and retail policy matters, and the council has employed independent advisors to assess this information. Particular attention has been given to ecology and landscape matters, with new trees introduced along with low-level planting to enhance the car parking areas. It is also the intention to install electric vehicle parking points. I can assure members here today that Aldi are fully committed to delivering this regeneration opportunity. Aldi will bring a number of benefits, including local jobs, investment, and convenient shopping choice. We respectfully ask, therefore, that members support the officer recommendation and vote for an Aldi approval. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much for that. Right, we now move on to our committee debate then. Who would like to raise any issues first? Any comments? Any comments going forward? Bear with me. My participants list has shrunk. Councillor Barker.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yes, these things always concern you when you get reports coming in that you need to know more information than you've actually got. So we're looking at the site and the retail impact that it's going to have on the town centre, which is obviously going to be a concern. I mean, we're a planning committee, we're trying to plan the best for Utoxa, which is what we want to do. I'm just worried that in the report, that although Waitrose and Asda are included in the boundary of the town centre, for the purpose of the report, they're classed as edge of centre sites and therefore not included. And that makes me wonder if there's a bit of cherry picking going on here, and we're not getting the full picture of what it is. So I think it's the information on the sequential test, really. Is it going to have too much damage on the town centre, pulling people into the outskirts? And I think that's the thing that we as a planning committee have got to concentrate on.
Would you like to come back on that for me, please, Kerry?
Yeah, so in terms of this, in terms of the retail impacts, there's two parts to it. There's the sequential test, which in broad terms is, can this Aldi be located within the town centre boundary? And then, as set out in the report, there was a number of sites looked at, but they were discounted. And we have accepted that as officers through WYG were our consultants, and they assessed the original, well, not the, they assessed the submissions, and then following that, the applicants put forward more information as to why them sites were discounted, which is set out in the report. And we consider that the sequential test has been passed. There is nowhere within the town centre that this proposal could fit, basically. Then we move on to the retail impact assessment, and this sets out to make sure that there's not going to be no significant adverse impact on the vitality of the town centre. Now, there's undoubtedly going to be some kind of impact, but is it significantly adverse, which is what is set out in the National Planning Policy Framework. That has been assessed, and we consider that it meets that test, that it's not going to have a significant adverse impact. A lot of it as well depends on where the primary retail frontage is in the town centre, which isn't the whole of the town centre. So that's why Waitrose is considered a sort of edge of town development, because it's not actually along that primary retail frontage.
Has that answered your point there, Councillor Barker?
Yes, virtually. The only thing I will say is that Mr Gibbs brought in the fact that the WYG report said there was some retail impact and it hadn't been fully acknowledged. But I think what Kerry's just said has virtually covered that, so thank you.
Thank you. Can I call on Councillor Faulkner then, please?
Thank you, Chair. This is really in line with what Councillor Barker just asked. And both Waitrose and ASDA are posing the same question, in as much that they claim that WYG have not actually addressed all the issues that are of concern. And looking in the report on page 7 in terms of ASDA, Waitrose, and page 8 in terms of ASDA, I'd like to know exactly what the detail is that Waitrose and ASDA are claiming that they've not been addressed. It appears that could cause trade to reduce at Waitrose and other nearby retail stores. Reduction in trade could impact the long-term viability of these stores in Uttoxeter. Already a sufficient choice of retailers in Uttoxeter, particularly in comparison to the size of population. Then there is also a developer, Malcolm Barrett, who owns part of Maltings, who is claiming that it's going to affect the town centre. I can't believe that this isn't going to affect the town centre, and I need the information to actually make an informed decision. All I'm going on is the officer's words that saying they have taken WYG's report, and in the sequential assessment, it doesn't have an impact that is going to be meaningful. I'm not quite sure that's correct, particularly in the light of COVID-19, where we know that there are huge issues with our town centre stores, particularly. And I think we need to have a bit more information so we can make an informed judgment.
Thank you, Councillor Faulkner. Kerry, would you like to return on that?
Okay, so just to clarify, WYG did do an assessment, an appraisal, of the submissions. But that then led to more information being provided by the applicant, because quite rightly, WYG pointed out that there's some holes in the information. For example, they've said that they've discounted certain sites in the sequential test, but they haven't really explained why. So we then gave the applicants another opportunity to sort of fill these gaps and explain exactly, where this evidence is coming from. In terms of COVID-19, there will be an impact, undoubtedly, but we don't know how big that impact's going to be. We've got no evidence. We can't make a planning judgment based on something that we don't know what the actual impact is going to be. I think I might bring Naomi in for this bit about the retail impact.
In terms of national planning policy, there isn't kind of a figure or a cutoff that says this level of impact is significant. Every case is different. But I think the report that the applicant has prepared and that's been kind of approved by the independent consultants show that the proposed store will actually, it might take away trade from existing stores within Uttoxeter, but will also claw back some kind of spend that people who live in Uttoxeter currently, you know, travel outside of the town to meet their retail needs. For example, they might go to Ashbourne. So whilst there might be a bit of loss from current stores, there will also be a gain from outside of the area. So it kind of works both ways, really. But just to point out, there isn't any national policy or guidance to say this level of impact is significant. So, you know, it is a judgment to be made.
Can I respond to that, please, Chair?
You may.
I understand that this is a replacement store for one that's already existing. So how can it actually impact on people going to Ashbourne to do the shopping? That must be just people who are already shopping in Uttoxeter. And can
I stop you on that one for a second, Councillor Faulkner? Aldi would be a whole new store. There is no Aldi representation in Uttoxeter at all.
It's a Lidl store, is it? Not an Aldi. Yes. Okay. The other point I wanted to make is the fact that we are claiming that the WYG report that had holes in it has now had the holes repaired. Have Asda and Waitrose seen the repaired holes in the report, or are their comments still actually applying to the updated report in terms of saying that they have not addressed some of the issues?
Okay, would you like to come
back on that, Kerry? Yeah. So, yeah, this information has been put on our website and I think has resulted in the latest objections, which are set out in the committee report. So, yeah, they have they have seen the updated information provided by the applicant and they've responded. And obviously they're maintaining their objections that they think it will be a significantly adverse impact on the retail town centre.
So could you inform us what are the issues that Waitrose and Asda are saying that have not been addressed that we should know about that we can base our decision upon?
Yeah, sure, if you'd like to come into that. I was just going to say, Councillor, that it did set out in the committee report. I think the issues with, I mean, obviously, is more to do with the fact that they're going to obviously affect the town centre in the sense that it's going to take trade away from there, and that's the test that obviously Kerry's just referred you to. Now, you've also, and Kerry and the team have also been dealt with WLG, who have stringently looked at that assessment twice and made a decision to say that they believe that it's been robustly analysed. Obviously, it is a judgment, but that judgment is based on an analytical data. It's not just a view or a judgment, it has been based on a lot of thought that's gone into that. Obviously, as you can see, the objections that are coming through are from local, obviously from local stores. I don't think there was many objections, or wasn't any objections, were they from local residents for the store, I believe, when we're reading the committee report. So I think what we've got to be obviously very mindful of is that we've had this tested twice now, this report, externally, and that has been checked over. And they're confident that, obviously, that the sequential test has been, you know, adhered to as much as it feasibly can. But there will be an impact, clearly, on other stores within the area and competition and for where people will shop.
So can I respond, please? Because we're having this being brought in front of committee and our planning officers have had all the assessments and the data from those assessments and have actually said they're not going to make a decision of putting it to this committee. We have not got the data from those assessments, so how can we make that judgment call when the officers are not prepared to make it? This is very important. If we're going to make a decision, we need as much information as the officers have already received.
Okay. I mean, I suppose the where we refer that to is that you have highway assessments, you have other statutory consultees and experts to make decisions on a lot of, I mean, when a planning application comes before an officer, the officer sends that out for expert advice on many different areas like ecology
or highways. And in a way, when you're dealing with an out-of-town centre, you just, that's exactly what's happening here. They've sent it out to experts. We don't have in-house experts, so we've sent it out to a specialist company, and then we've put the what the findings are into the report so that you can then base your decision on that. I mean, obviously, there is all the information on the Planning Committee website, which obviously members, I'm sure, do look at anyway, where you can have a look at that information yourself if you don't want to just deal with the information that's within the report.
Unfortunately, I've not been able to have time to look at all of that, so maybe I'm remiss in that, but certainly I've not been able to look at that. And I find I'm not in a position to be able to make a judgment on this because I haven't got enough information.
Thank you for your thoughts on that. I'm going to move on to Councillor Legg, please.
Hi, thank you. Three questions, please. Looking at the plan of the car park, I didn't see any litter bins on there. Secondly, you showed a picture where the pavement is going to be. Are the barriers going to stay or will they be removed? Thanks. And the next one is disappointed, no bus stop. We have a travel plan. Why can we not just stick a bus stop in, please?
Thank you for that. Kerry.
Okay, the first one, bins aren't shown on the plan. However, I'm sure there will be bins available. The last thing Aldi want is to create lots of litter everywhere, but we can certainly put that on maybe as an informative that Planning Committee expects bins to be provided within the car park.
Yes, please.
Might be jumping the gun there. You might need to do some kind of rules on that. In terms of the barriers along Old Knotty Way, they will be removed to make way for this 2 metre wide pathway, so that there will be no barriers along there.
Okay.
In terms of the bus stop, there is a travel plan. We have conditioned an updated travel plan, and I probably should have mentioned before in my presentation, there's also a Section 106 agreement attached to this, as set out in the report, which provides a monitoring fee for this travel plan. So what Highways are saying is they want a really good travel plan from Aldi to say how we're going to promote public transport and things like that. So I don't know if bus stops will come forward as part of that, but we certainly can't force them to do it now at this stage, but it may come through that. It may come through in the travel plan.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Legg. Councillor McGarry, please.
Thank you, Chair. Obviously, I'm a little bit concerned with Councillor Faulkner's concerns that he has with regard to lack of information. I'd like to be totally the opposite, Kerry. I thought the report was excellent and went into quite a lot of detail. I think the fact that, you know, it's a small market town that is growing with the amount of development that we're having, we as representatives of this committee need to provide those residents and residents that will come from outside of Utah City choice. I think when you look at the other supermarkets, they offer their own choice, and Aldi are obviously offering their own choice. And I think we need to be able to ensure that we offer choice. I think you have, did you say 51 responses with regard to residents? Clearly, residents want an Aldi in town. Just one question. It's a brownfield site. You know, we always say we should be building on brownfield before we're building on anything else. How long has this brownfield site been vacant? Thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, Kerry. If you'd like to come back on that.
Yeah. It's been vacant officially since 2008, I think. I think, you know, that is a benefit of the scheme, bringing a brownfield site back into use. Also offering competition. You've got a lot of houses being built in Uttoxeter, and the local plan does acknowledge that Uttoxeter is going to take a lot of housing growth, and also it will need retail growth. So that's all set out in the local plan. And this obviously would go towards that retail growth that we are expecting to require over the local plan period.
So can I just come back on that, Chair, if I may? So this actual piece of land's been empty now for the last 12 years. And if it's not built on now or at some point, we could be waiting a couple more years before we actually see another application come forward. I mean, I've looked at the documentation, Chair, and I would like to propose that we actually accept the officer's recommendations to grant this application.
Thank you. I will accept that as a proposal. Before I go for a second, we'll just continue to comment on this and then we'll ask for a seconder for the proposal. If I can go to Councillor Sylvester, please.
Like Councillor McGarry, I'm a councillor from in Uxeter. Most of the residents have voted for this scheme, and I don't think there's been one objection from any of the ordinary shops in the town centre other than the main shops, Asda, Aldi, etc.
Yeah,
is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, is that true, Gary? Sorry.
That's correct. The interested parties are formed of competitors effectively, but no smaller businesses within the town have raised objections.
Thank you for that.
Can I zoom in on there then, please? Sorry? Can I bring Naomi if you've got a comment you'd like to raise?
Oh, sorry, yes, it wasn't in relation to what Councillor Sylvester was just asking about. It was just before you moved any motion, did you want to discuss the condition around refuse containers in any more detail?
Let me just look down my list. I have got Councillor McKinnon, and then I can go back to Councillor Legge then for that. Thank you. Councillor McKinnon.
Thank you. I think we're trying to assess whether the sequential tests have been met, you know, and whether it'll take trade away from existing shops and whether it's connected to the town centre. I do tend to agree with Councillor Faulkner in that if we've engaged independent consultants, we should have their report to read, and it shouldn't be for us to go and look for it on the website.
Sure.
It should be included in the report to councillors, because if it's as clear as the officers are saying, having done their report, and it's for them to guide us through it, which they've done really well, you know, why is it coming to us at all as councillors? If it is that clear, why aren't the officers making the decision? That was one point. The other one was just a comment that the Lidl site is being moved, and I understand it's because they want more space. So there clearly is, you know, there is scope for more trade to be done, and they don't seem that connected. The new little site, it won't be connected to the town centre, neither is the Tesco, neither really is the Waitrose. You have to walk up and through the surgery to get into the town. The only one that's in the town is the Asda. I just wanted to ask that there's a little path that was pointed out this afternoon. I didn't realise this morning, but there is a path over the railway, I understand, to the residential area. Can I ask where it originates in the town centre in relation to the Asda and the rest of the town centre?
Thank you, Councillor McKernan. Kerry. You're muted, Kerry. Sorry, I'll just share my screen so we can confirm what path we're talking about here. So we've got obviously Old Knotty Way, and then there's a pathway that leads, there's a crossing here, and that leads into the town centre. Is it this path that we're talking about, Councillor McKinnon, or another?
Yeah, yes, it's that path. You know, where is that in relation to the Asda?
So the Asda is up here, where my cursor is now. The only supermarket that's actually on the primary retail frontage is Iceland, I believe, which is within the Moulton's centre. And then obviously you've got the Lidl site down here and the Tesco's and so on, and Waitrose. But Asda is up here.
Can I just come back? You know, so there is a path into the town centre which you can get to from the new Aldi site. This morning we did discuss whether you could get up from the railway sidings up onto Bridge Street. I do think something could be done there. You know, you could have quite an innovative, maybe a spiral slope that goes down that people can go up and down. You could actually make quite a feature there. I wonder if that's something that could be looked at again. But all in all, I think I'm happy. I'm content to vote for it.
Okay, if I just come back on the accesses, these have been looked at during the course of the application. We have got a pedestrian steps going down here. The reason why that's steps, because of the gradient of the slope, if we put a ramp in, it would have to cut back on itself so many times with all the railings. And because of the steepness and the gradient of the land, you would end up, it would look quite a monstrosity, if I'm honest. And then at this top end of the site, that's where it's added. That's where the adjacent ground levels are at its absolute highest. So it would take quite a substantial structure to put a ramp in there, which is right next to the railway. So that's why that's been discounted, really.
Can all those who have spoken take their hands down unless they've got a secondary point? I've got Councillor Lamb, who's just raised his hand. If we'd like to go with that, please.
Yeah, just a point. Unfortunately, I lost signal for a couple of minutes and missed a little bit of the discussion. Therefore, I'm going to have to abstain.
Councillor Legg, would you like to come forward with your informative?
Thank you, yes. Could I ask that it be conditioned that they do provide litter bins for litter and whatever else, please?
Yeah, we can do that. If you're happy to defer the wording to the office, to officers, we could add that on. Obviously, it's something that you've got to vote on or what have you.
So, just happy that... I want them to provide litter bins then, please.
So, Councillor Legg, you're proposing an informative with the wording left to the officers?
Yes, please.
Okay. Do I have a seconder for that then, please? Councillor Ashcroft. Right, can we put this to a name vote then, please, Monica?
So, Chair, before we do that, Can I just interrupt? Do you mind? I've had a chance to look on the website. I retract my statement earlier that I would be abstaining. I will be voting.
Okay, thank you for that. Right, Monica, if we can do the name vote for the informative, please.
Councillor Gould.
Or.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Or.
Councillor Barker.
Or.
Councillor Faulkner.
Or.
Councillor Lamb.
Abstain.
Is abstaining.
Councillor Legg.
Or.
Councillor McGarry.
Or.
Councillor McKernan.
Or.
Councillor Sylvester.
Or.
And Councillor Toon.
Or.
Thank you. That's Gary Chair.
Thank you. So we shall add that informative one to our decision then. We have got a proposer for the motion to agree with our recommendations and permit this development. Do we have a seconder for this then, please? Okay, we have Councillor Ashcroft. Is there any further debate that we wish to make? No. Can we go on to a name vote for this then, please, Monica?
Councillor Gould.
Hold on, we've got somebody talking, just bear with me. Anyone wish to raise an issue? Right, carry on please, Monica.
Councillor Gould.
Or.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Or.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Abstaining.
It's abstaining, Monica.
Okay. Councillor Legge.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
And Councillor Toon.
Four.
That's carried, Chair.
Thank you, Monica. So that has been carried and that will be agreed and approved then. If we can take just a couple of moments to request Councillor Hall to join us again, and then once he's back with us, we'll continue with the agenda items. So we can take a couple of moments. Thank you. Welcome back, Councillor Hall. If we're all ready, we'll continue with our agenda items. We're on to agenda item six. Can I ask that members have considered the appeals received and determined?
Noted.
Thank you. Agenda item seven then. Request that members have considered the planning permissions that have been granted.
Noted, Chairman.
Thank you. Right, so, I would like to move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and public be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings that there would be disclosed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of part 1 of schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in the brackets before each item on the agenda. Could I ask that all public are leaving and we lock the meeting down then, please, Monica?
Just remove them all. I'll lock the meeting down now and stop the recording. Just one moment.